Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Every day in our nation, we hear the back and forth of political bickering. Today, we get a look at some of the causes and solutions, according to U.S. Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska. Ben, why do you think our country is so divided?
I think the reason that political tribalism is ramping in our moment is because the healthy, normal tribes are all in decline. So the nuclear family is in statistical collapse. About 40% of kids born in America this year will not have a meaningful connection to their dad. And that's not how the world is supposed to work. And those numbers are unprecedented in U.S. history. In the 1960s, when fatherlessness started to ramp, it was still nothing like what we're experiencing as a kind of near universal phenomenon today. So family is in decline. Deep friendship is in decline. I graduated high school in 1990. And at that point, the average American had about 3.2 deep friendships. The average American today has about 1.8 deep friendships. So half as many in 30 years. Job duration in the 70s, average duration at a job for a primary breadwinner was 2.5 decades. Today, the average length of stay at a firm is about 4 years. And so all the kinds of things that give us a sense of we're in this together. I get a rope, pull on oars in the same direction with other people in a boat, in my family, in my neighborhood, in my workplace. All of those things are getting thinner.
Do you think social media and technology have played a part in that isolation?
I think the pace of technological change in our age is basically unprecedented in human history. I really do think the pace is turning us into a new kind of digital nomads, if you will. And lots of the economic benefits of that are going to be great, but a lot of the cultural implications for rootlessness are really scary, because it turns out what makes humans thrive is having a committed family, having a few deep friendships, having a real sense of vocation and calling, having a sense of place and neighborhood, and having a local worshiping community. And right now we have so much technology that allows us to be mobile and rootless that it's easy just to skim across the surface of life instead of really living with one another. But in another sense, even though that disruption can be daunting and scary for Christians, it's something we kind of always know, because though this world is being redeemed and will be redeemed, it is not our home. We know ourselves to be people who yearn for a distant kingdom where our Savior is going to come and fulfill all the promises he has made. But that doesn't make us nomads.
Senator, amid the lack of deep connections, what substitute are people using to fill that void?
One of the scary things about this moment is people are looking to politics to find their identity. And politics isn't important enough to carry all that weight. Politics is about power. Politics is about maintaining a framework for ordered liberty. They're really important things that happen in politics, but not nearly as important as what happens around your dinner table. And when the average dinner table is being used less and less, both for nuclear families and for inviting in your neighbors and for inviting in the fatherlessness and the widows in your community, it turns out a lot of people look to politics and say, well, maybe the enemy of my enemy can be my friend, and at least there I can have something I'm for, even if all it really is being against a different political party. That's a pretty lame form of community, but for a lot of people it's seen as better than nothing, and so I think that's why political tribalism is growing so rapidly in our time.
Wow, well said. Ben, how can we become more willing to listen to other, maybe very different points of view? What's a practical thing we can do?
No, that's great. I would name two things. One is we need to read more history. As a historian, I used to be a history professor, I quote David McCullough on this, that we need more history because we need more empathy and we need more gratitude. The second thing I think we need is we need a lot more sense of our local church on Sunday morning as the anchor of our community. Because when you're loving the people that you believe you're going to spend eternity with, and when you're inviting other people into that great dialogical worship event, when you're gathered around the table where Jesus fulfills all that is required of us that I can't fulfill. I get to hand him the sin in the transaction, and he hands me imputed declared righteousness that is not intrinsic to me. That transaction turns out to make me a really grateful person who wants to learn to love my neighbor and pay that gift and that gratitude forward. So I think the single most practical thing we can do is order a lot more of our social and community life around Sunday morning and emanate out from there.
That's U.S. Senator Ben Sasse. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.